Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner critic starts going off on a rant? Well, today we're diving into something truly powerful. The art of self-compassion. Because let's be real, life is tough enough without adding extra pressure from our own minds. Think about it, we'd never treat a friend with the same harshness we sometimes reserve for ourselves. We'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a little humor when things go sideways. So why do we struggle to extend that same kindness to ourselves? Self-compassion isn't about being soft or ignoring our faults. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, treating ourselves with the same warmth and empathy we'd offer a loved one, and remembering that setbacks are part of the human experience. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First off, acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up, make mistakes, and sometimes feel like complete failures. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, try acknowledging that these experiences are temporary and don't define your worth. Remember, even the most successful people have had their fair share of stumbles along the way. Think about it, history is full of incredible figures who overcame adversity and setbacks. It's not about avoiding challenges, but about learning from them and growing stronger. Next up, practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? No. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a hot cup of tea. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently challenge them and remind yourself that you're doing your best. Thirdly, be mindful. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when self-criticism starts to take over, and instead of getting caught up in the negativity, try shifting your focus to something more positive or grounding. You know, like taking a deep breath, listening to your favorite song, or stepping outside for a few minutes to soak up some sunshine. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and help you appreciate the good things in your life. It might seem small, but things like a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a kind gesture from a stranger can make a big difference. Finally, remember your shared humanity. We all struggle, we all make mistakes, and we all deserve compassion. Connecting with others who understand your struggles can be incredibly healing and empowering. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that friend who always seems to have it together? The one who never seems to get stressed out or make any blunders? Well, guess what? They probably do. They just learned how to manage their inner critic and practice self-compassion. Maybe they've had tough times in the past, maybe they're going through something right now, but instead of letting negativity take over, they choose to be kind to themselves. Self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our imperfections and treat ourselves with kindness. So today, I challenge you to practice some self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, forgive yourself for your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and support, just as you are. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Acknowledge your humanity, practice self-kindness, be mindful, cultivate gratitude, and remember your shared humanity. Those are your tools for building a more compassionate relationship with yourself. So, what will you do today to practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.